I believe the scripture, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. And this is only obtained through receiving the Holy Ghost, just as he promised in Acts 1 verse 8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And as he promised, it was experienced in all of those that were present in the upper room, which included Mary, the mother of Jesus, in Acts 1, verses 13 through 15. And as he promised, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I believe in the power of his word, the power of his word to transform me, to heal me, to deliver me, to renew my mind, and to live by it, just as he promised. I believe that as it is the source of encouragement, direction, and strength for me, it has the power to do the same for you. And finally, I believe in forgiveness and restoration. That is, as the scripture says, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I emphasize, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that when things happen, and they often do, when you find yourself like the prodigal son, coming to your senses and having a repentant spirit to God, that you would know that it's okay to come home. It's okay to return to the kingdom of God where you really belong, and that our Father, Lord, and Savior will be the first one to welcome you back and celebrate your return. And those that love God will too. For I believe the scriptures, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. Psalms 34, verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Hosea chapter 14, verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. And James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I not only believe all this, but know all this to be true, true from my own experiences in Christ. And this truth is the very foundation for uplifting word. And my prayer for you is that God bless you too.